Frampton Quig coming up later in the month. What do you think his chances are?
I think if I agree, I can't see him getting beat. Like, Quig is probably the best opponent. He's the most live opponent anyway he's faced to date. There's no doubt about it. He's done a great job on Kiko, but I think everybody's calling for the 50-50 fight, but I think it's 60-40 in Frampton's favour. You know, Frampton looks good, he looks strong. Even the last fight against the Maxim where he got a bit of trouble, you know, that couldn't have happened at a better time for him, where he's getting to this fight, kind of, you know, going back to the drawing board again, and he'd be like a fresh fit, I think, coming into this fight. You know, where kind of, Quig's been around a while now too as well, but I think Quig's a bit fragile. You know, he's been hurt a few times more than Frampton has.
But Quig's ready for it. Do you think he's got a lot, you know, he's been all talk, and I know boxing is all about that, but do you think he really is fired up to take this?
Well, there's no doubt about it. It's a big fight, and Quig is a great trainer in the gym. He's every bit as good. He'll be every bit as fit as Frampton, but I think just Frampton's got the age. He's a bit more polished boxer. He's a bit stronger. He's a bit sharper puncher. I think he's just got to be, it's just going to be that wee kind of fraction faster, better to punch, and a bit stronger for him. You know, it's not going to be much, but it's enough to beat him.
And Frampton, he's leaving home, he's going away. We saw him do that, he went to America. There was a few slip-ups, as you said. Do you think that does give Quig an advantage on home soil?
No, when you go to England, like, it's more or less like it's only across the water, it's like home anyway. It's different when you go away to, like, different hot countries. Like, Texas would have been hot and would have been hard. Like, it was, although it was inside, so you're not suffering from humidity and all kind of stuff. But, you know, when you're kind of just across the water and you're in Europe, it's not that as hard. I didn't find it as hard, but when you go like transatlantic or something, it can be pretty tough. But, you know, if everything he gets here, eats and everything, and he's based in London anyway, so he's always away training anyway, so it should be nothing to him.
And in terms of if Frampton were to lose, what would it mean for boxing here? Would it be that effective? Obviously, we'd all be gutted.
It would be a total shock. So we'd be all gutted as well. But, you know, I think I've got it as a rematch too, and you know, like what I've learned as well, like even when you think you're at the top of the tree and the boxers are, there's always good ones coming behind you. I mean, there's a Rafa Tant here, our talent here coming through. You've got Michael Conlon to look forward to, Paddy Barnes, Olympics coming up and everything too. But there's no doubt about it, Frampton's made such an impact here with professional boxing, with Brian McGregor in it. It's been an amazing couple of years since he's been champion. But you know, I just can't see it. I just can't see him getting beat. So, like, I wouldn't even think about that.
And in terms of boxing here, it really has, you know, it's blossomed in the last couple of years. Yeah. We're in your gym, there's dozens of people coming to your classes. Do you think it's done a big thing for Belfast and Northern Ireland?
Ireland's always had a massive boxing crowd. Like, even going back years, we're filming the King's Hall, and, you know, you just had to look at probably Brian McGuigan's past career, you know, thousands are going to watch him as well. So, we've always had a good thing here, but it's like anything, it swings and roundabout, but it's led to do with, like, some media and all, promoting them more. If you know what I mean, we're kind of, it's all football, rugby and stuff like that. They're all great sports and all too, but boxing always brings home the medals, all the Olympic games and, you know, Commonwealth games. Boxing does the business everywhere. It's probably the most sport to have the most medals of any sport in Ireland, but it's kind of doesn't get the fair dues it needs, but that's the way it is. But there's no doubt about it. But if the likes of Frampton and all, friend the flag, it's up there now in the world, you know.
All right, Brian, thank you.